Amos 4 verse 4, God says to Israel, go to Bethel and sin, to Gilgal and sin more. Verse 5, offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving of that which is leavened, and proclaim freewill offerings and brag about them. God appears to be encouraging them in their sin. And this is a feature of God's working with man, that he confirms us in the way in which we seek to go. And truly it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, because he does not want us to sin, and he provides the Holy Spirit to confirm us in the positive spiritual path in which we seek to go. But you look at people like Saul, an evil spirit from the Lord was sent upon him, and he was confirmed in the downward spiral that he chose to go. Pharaoh hardened his heart, God hardened his heart. And then you have Paul's words in 2 Thessalonians 2, that because men did not receive the love of the truth, therefore God sent them strong delusion that they might believe a lie. He has placed at different times false words in the mouths of false prophets, again to confirm people in the way in which they wish to go. And here in Amos 4, he is doing the same. He is encouraging them, if you like, in that downward path of wrong behavior. The problem was that they were mixing the worship of God with, or Yahweh, with that of the idols. They were mixing it all together and congratulating themselves in verse 5 that they were even making free will offerings, stuff they didn't have to offer. And they were bragging about it. And God says, this is sin. This is absolute sin. They were doing these things, and yet they were doing it effectively to their idols. They were serving God in the name of idol worship, and they were really just excusing their own idolatry by saying, oh yeah, this is actually serving God. Now, how does that translate into our lives? Well, it translates, I think, in a whole host of ways, that we can think that we are doing God's service when actually we are serving the flesh. Give you an example. We may have the sort of personality type that is exclusivist and judgmental, and we like to shun people, and we simply only want to mix with people who believe and act precisely as we think they should. And anyone else, we have a tendency to be sort of spiritually snobbish and superior to. So, well, that's your bit of the flesh that you've got. But if you then just justify behaving like that in your church life and generally in life by saying, oh, this is because of my piety, my spirituality, that I can't abide people who are astray from the truth or don't have the Spirit of Christ or whatever. Well, you're really serving your own flesh, but you're justifying it as serving God. What about buying an expensive property and spending all your money and all your effort to fill it with luxury goods, high-value luxury goods and beautiful decoration and so forth. Ah, but this is so that I can help people. This is so that I can entertain, church visitors. Are you really sure that that is service to God? Are you not actually serving the flesh and serving yourself and then saying, oh yeah, but this is all part of my Yahweh worship? That is, I think, the modern day equivalent of serving the idols and Baal, etc., and then turning around and saying, ah, you know what, this is part of my service of Yahweh. Because Israel never denied Yahweh. They never actually said, we're through with Yahweh, no, that's the end of it, we've got other gods. They always like to maintain their apparent belief in him. Now, if that is the path that we want to go on, God will confirm us in it, as I began by saying. And the problem is that people are basically given, I think, the way that they want to go. If you want to go in that way, you are encouraged in that way. In that sense, you will get what is your heart's desire. And I think that is true sort of generally in life. You may say, ah, but I want to be a millionaire, or I want to have a Mercedes, or I want to have this or that, and I didn't get it. Well, I think the answer to that is, yeah, you didn't really want it. Yeah, you may say you wanted it, but it was not your absolute passionate desire of your heart, of your life, because you'd have probably got it if that was the overriding passion. It was a passing, well, a fleeting desire, but not the burning passion. There is, I think, in all of us, a deep code. Put it how you want, there is the essential heart desire. There is in every person the bottom core, bottom line of what they really want and the principles they really stand for. And as life goes on, you are confirmed in living according to that code, acting according to it, thinking according to it. And when it comes to those whose lives have intersected with the Spirit of God, He will confirm you in that path, whether it is upwards or downwards. And He will not treat you as a puppet. He will not take you over and force you to be as He would like, because man is not a puppet. And, you know, God is not pulling strings and making us act and manipulative. He is not at all like that. He values human free will. And so the choice is for us as individuals to, as it were, forge and form our own deepest desires. And according to what desires they are, God is waiting there to confirm you in them. Because unless He did that, you would not achieve the end when it comes to spiritual desires. You would not achieve the end, which is to serve God and be in His kingdom, without His help. You cannot get there alone. You cannot get there without His Spirit working. And yet He also is not going to force you to be there. But if that is your burning, passionate desire, He will confirm you in that path.